Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz here on WBGO Newark at 88.3 FM and all around the world at WBGO.org. Honored to have NEA Jazz Master Abdullah Ibrahim in the studio today to play live for us here at WBGO. He'll be at the Jazz Standard August 1st through the 4th. You can find out more at jazzstandard.com. Mr. Ibrahim has a new CD out. It's entitled The Balance. We will speak with him about the CD, the title, and some of the players on here. But right now, we're going to hear from Abdullah Ibrahim, Dreamtime on WBGO. Abdullah Ibrahim, Dreamtime, from his first new recording in 4 years, the recording entitled The Balance. Mr. Ibrahim, welcome to WBGO. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for yours and your listeners. Thank you.
So tell me about what went into the creation of The Balance right down to the title, because you are a very spiritual person. And as I understand it, that had a lot to do with the entire project.
Well, this is the first album that we've recorded in about 4 or 5 years. And we were in London last year, the London Jazz Festival with Ekaya, my band, musicians from New York. And we arrived the day before the festival, and I had been introduced to a young man who has a record company in London called Gearbox. And I contacted him about 3-4 years ago when he was just starting off. And so I called him and I said that we're going to be in London. And we arranged that we would go into the studio. So the musicians landed that morning from New York and went to the hotel, and then we went to the studio, right? And we did the album with 1.5 hours to spare.
Wow.
And I think the reason for that is that some of the music that we had recorded on that day, we had already rehearsed and we'd already been playing. So it was the arrangements and everything playing was tight. But we thought that we should dedicate this to possibly the balance in all our individual lives as people or human. And so one of the tracks on there is called Jabulan. So Jabula means joy. And so Daryl, the owner of a Gearbox Records, he suggested that we call the album Jabula, means joy. And he had some visuals of people in South African township dancing. And I said to him, well, this is not really our thinking of the concept of joy. For us, joy is being on a very arduous journey in our lives and then arriving at a point, realizing that we have somehow completed this journey. And that's that fleeting moment of joy that makes you understand that there's still a long road ahead. And so this is the idea of the balance. You know, what is our intention, and what happens at that point when we hopefully think that we've achieved our goal, but understanding that there's still a long road ahead. So this is the idea of the balance.
Bill Daughtry with NEA Jazz Master Abdullah Ibrahim, who'll be playing at the Jazz Standard tomorrow through August 4th, 2 sets, 1 at 7:30, 1 at 9:30. For those who may not know of Mr. Ibrahim, a.k.a. Dollar Brand, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. That was a disguise.
But still, the spirit ultimately kicked in, and you changed your name, you changed your faith, you turned your life in a totally different direction. Maybe people in the United States have heard of apartheid, have an idea of what apartheid is, but it is... Some people like to compare it to Jim Crow here in the United States or the age of segregation that many African Americans grew up in. But correct me if I'm wrong, it was just so much more deeper than what we experienced here, because it was everywhere in the country. There was no respite. There was no place to hide from it.
Well, it was a law that was imposed on us. And we had to understand how to deal with the situation where it was actual subjugation. But our mentors, these are our elders, made us understand what this was all about. It was a human condition, and that we had to deal with it in that respect. And of course our mentors are people, elders in our communities that prefer to remain anonymous. And one of their teachings, which became embedded in our lives and gave us a beacon of hope and an understanding of how to resolve this is that this is a human human condition. It's got nothing to do with nothing to do with race. And of course, this whole idea that we have to be drawn into a war of fighting. My great grandfather was the chief stable boy for the first white president in South Africa, and he spoke all the African languages very fluently. And my great grandfather showed us the plants, you know, the secrets of the plants and the herbs. And then that was a cosmology that made us understand also that it's beyond just what they wanted us to, what the regime wanted us to be. Because the bedrock of their philosophy was that we are not able to deal with intricate things like mathematics. We do not have the mental capacity, and that we forever will be slaves and drawers of wood. But through the music and through our cosmology, we understood, okay, that it's a human condition. And of course, our leaders like Mandela and the countless other ones who remain anonymous were guidelines for us to understand how to deal with this situation.
Music has been obviously one of the, if not the driving force in your life. Do you often think about when your grandmother first sent you for piano lessons when you were 4 years old?
Well, yeah, 4 years old, my grandmother sent me to a local school teacher to learn how to read music. And my mother played piano for silent movies, right? But this was white cinema. But I used to sneak in there on a Saturday afternoon and listen to her. And she, both my mother and my grandmother, they actually read music. Okay? But from them, I had a lot of understanding and sense of music, and especially in the, coming from the church.
But in your wildest dreams, did you think that the journey would take you as far as it has?
Well, we're still amazed and blessed at all the blessings that we receive. All praise due. We also understand that the purest thing between heaven and earth is love. You know, the purest thing between heaven and earth is love. And that sincerity is the gatekeeper. So you enter that at your own peril. So the idea is that whatever I play a note, the moment when I strike the note, there's nothing I can do about it anymore. Which means that I have to make my intention so clear and truthful that I'm quite sure that that is what I send ahead. One of our principles is that we invest in loss, which seems a strange concept. But invest in loss, if you invest in loss, it means then that you do not expect anything in return. So that deals with the ego. So the whole principle is that, I think this is what all the great masters, and we learned from all of them, was this quest to play that one note, you know, without any ego content. And this is our quest. And it's ongoing, it's blood, sweat, and tears, but we persist.
Music and knowledge from Abdullah Ibrahim. Tell us about the next selection we're going to hear, Nisa.
Nisa is an older piece. know the song, but we have I've rearranged the song for Ekaya, for the four horns. Of course, Dreamtime as well. What I played with the solo piano, Dreamtime, but it's actually with the recordings with Ekaya, with the whole band. And Nisa is also a composition. And I arranged it for the whole band. So I'm going to play you the piano version of this. Nisa is the word Nisa means the women. It's dedicated to the women in our lives.
Nisa, to the women, from The Balance, with Abdullah Ibrahim, who will be at the Jazz Standard with his band Ekaya. I just wanted to let you know that on the studio recording, your tenor saxophonist, Lance Bryant.
Yeah.
Very good friend of mine.
Okay.
Plays at our church in our church band every first Sunday. The pastor has the brass band in, and Lance leads that band and leads it well.
Oh, wonderful. Lance, we've been together for about 30 years or so, yeah.
Quality person.
Wonderful musician, oh, yeah.
We thank you, and we hope your journey continues with love and sincerity, as I'm sure it will. Thank you for spending time with us here today at WBGO.
A pleasure, and thank you for yours. Thank you.
Once again, Abdullah Ibrahim with his band Ikaya at the Jazz Standard starting tomorrow at 7:30. They'll be there through August 4th. Two sets a night at 7:30 and 9:30. You can find out more at jazzstandard.com. Yeah.